The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody back to another episode of MD Radio. Today is Monday, the last Monday in the month of June. The time has flown by, and if you've been hiding under a rock, you'll find out now that the Miami Heat, two-time defending and reigning NBA world champions, I should say, put down a barnstorm burner, man. It was a great Game 7, but we also had some very interesting news taking place in the form of bodybuilding. And with that being said, if you visit the website at musculardevelopment.com, you'll notice that the latest list of competitors is posted for the Arnold Classic Championships coming up in Europe, and that's going to be taking place the weekend of October the 11th through October the 14th. We have a lineup. So check it out and see who all's in that contest. I do know for a fact that there are several guys holding out, and they'll probably be making the decision a little bit closer because they're getting ready for the upcoming 49th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend. But several of the guys have committed very early and turned in their athletes form to let everybody know that they will be competing. One guy notably pulling out, Marcus Haley, pulled out very early. Just last week we got news via the Arnold Classic people that Marcus Haley pulled out due to health reasons, and they must be pretty severe or he wouldn't be pulling out so early. I'm not sure, but Mike Keflianos, the Iron Man of bodybuilding, he's coming out there to Madrid, Spain. Tony, the X-Man Freeman, will be up there in Madrid as well. I see Victor Martinez's name on the list, but he was very clear on a previous radio show that he was not going to do anything else this year and shut it all down. Now, mind you, he won the first ever Arnold Classic Europe 2 years ago. And coming back off of this Toronto Pro victory not only a month ago, he needs more size. He was quick to say that he needs more size. He's almost back, not 100% back, and was potentially going to wait until next year, 2014, and resurface at the Arnold Classic where he won some years ago. But right now his name's on the paper. Ben Pakulski is on the list of things to do. He's also looking for an Olympia qualification. He may be on the short list of athletes headed to the Nordic Pro taking place August the 31st up in near Helsinki, Finland, put on by KP Orma. That's going to be a very interesting show, and some guys trying to get in on the last minute will be up there. Robert Petrus, he knows I'm going to tear his name up. I call him Robert P., very solid bodybuilder. He'll be there. He's representing Poland. Sean Roden, who won a year ago, his name is on the list. Fred Biggie Smalls, your Arnold Classic best poser this year, he's going to be up there as well. Roly Winkler from Holland is resurfacing again. The Big Bad Wolf, who took a first runner-up a year ago, will be returning to Spain. And Brandon Curry, who won out in Brazil, will be there. So right now, we're trying to wait for the latest news from J.M. Mannion from NPC News. He's got some breaking news, but he can't get in calling the show. The line is busy. He's not able to call in, so I'm hoping to get another number for him to call in so he can tell us what's going on. We got a couple call-in numbers here, so maybe they'll send me a new call-in number, and we'll get J.M. Mannion on the phone. He was with me over the weekend at the Adela Garcia show, and Adela Garcia put on her third classic, where we saw upwards of 250-plus athletes. So it's a big deal what Adela's doing out there in Austin, Texas, because the fans are certainly supporting her. She's in heavy preparation right now for the Miss Olympia competition, trying to go for victory number 8. And that's Adela's already in the history books with 7, but she wants to tie Lee Haney and, of course, the great Linda Murray, along with Ronnie Coleman, and try to get into the history books with those three. And if that's the case, there'll be 16 Olympia victories residing in the great state of Texas between Ronnie Coleman and Adela. So let's wish her well on her way. But with that being said, Team MD was in the house, and we covered it. If you go to the Muscular Development website, you'll see the play-by-play. We've got a few pictures up there, but we brought her tons of media coverage. Maribel Burgos won the Bikini A division. Aaron Costa won the Bikini C division. And in the B class, Sabrina Valencia. Now, she was deaf, and she managed her way through that competition, and she wound up, I believe, walking off with the overall title there in the bikini division. The bikini division, Aaron Costa, who happens to be our teen bikini champion, actually won the open bikini at 17 years old. She was something to see, man. She's well on her way in that bikini division. So congratulations to Aaron Costa for pulling that off. Our men's physique overall champion was Big James Hill. And our men's bodybuilding from the super heavyweight in the open division, Aubrey Gaines, wound up pulling off the victory overall as well. I encouraged him heavily to go to Pittsburgh and do the Masters. But right now, he's got his wife, I believe it is. She's getting ready for a competition coming up out there at the one of the Europa shows. So I encouraged him to go, man. The guy was very impressive, got a really nice build. He's about 6'2". Needs about 10 more pounds, but at 46 years old, I told him, man, you really want to do that? Put on another 6 pounds? That being said, Chris and Blake were the performers there. They had like the Cirque du Soleil deal, and Adela Garcia went all out, brought in Michelle Blank, who put on a fabulous fitness routine, and she's also going to be going to the Olympia and going heads up with Adela on the Olympia stage. So a very packed house there, the Host Hotel, the DoubleTree Hotel. Adela certainly knows how to entertain the audience, and a guy that was there photographing it all. Let's bring him on by way of Pittsburgh. Let's welcome J.M. Mannion to the show. Big J.M., welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, man. Are you on the road? Are you stationary? Where are you at?
I'm stationary for today.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know you got about 2 minutes more sleep than I did, maybe. I didn't sleep at all that weekend and coming out of Adela's show. But tell us, I got you on MDTV, and we did a little interview with you. We were unsure about the audio, but for the listeners out there, there was some breaking NPC News Online information that I definitely wanted to get out to the listeners straight from the source. Bring everybody up to speed with what's happening with the NPC News Online.
Yeah, well, we revamped it about almost 2 years ago and brought on a team to do it, which were a lot of people that were previously in the industry with other publications, and they came over and they helped us, and they redesigned it. They really put us into the 21st century.
Yeah.
And, everything's, we're real happy with everything, but, sometimes in life and in business, things just aren't going as you planned. And so, my father he has some ideas for more things that he wanted to do with the website. So he's starting July 1st, we're going to have a new team behind the scenes running the website, and they're going to be revamping it slowly but surely, little tweaks here and there. The goal is to hopefully right before the Olympia to roll out a completely new website. But we're going to take what the original guys did and going to make some updates. Like, one of the things that we wanted to do was put past issues of the NPC News online so they right. can people go back and read them in a PDF format.
Well, so. The NPC in and of itself has grown by leaps and bounds, and trying to keep up in the 21st century is no easy feat, especially with the amount of technology that's out there, the amount of shows that you guys now have on the calendar. But that's a great place to go regarding anything and everything that is NPC, including you still have the magazine, but this is in real time, basically. Getting the information to the athletes out there, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, we're never going to get rid of the magazine because there's still the people that enjoy the magazines. I mean, as you see even on social media, people pick up whether it's NPC News or whether it's MD or whatever, and they're taking snapshots. Hey, I'm in this month's issue. Even though the pictures have been online, they still like that paper to hold.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's ever going to truly go away. But we're trying to also make the website and the magazine a little more in sync, more than it was before. And it's pretty exciting. There's going to be a lot of work to be done, but I think it's going to be really good. I could tell you like I did on Saturday night that Frank Seppi is the person that's going to be spearheading the revitalization and the revamping of the website for us.
Yep, and for those of you that don't know, Frank Seppi from back in the day, man, he's been around, came up through the Metrex supplement company and competed several times and did a gazillion magazine cover shoots and has a class physique. Even today at his age, he's still maintaining his body. A nice addition to the NPC News Online. And with that being said, JM, you were there at the show supporting your girl Adela Garcia, but let's go back a bit, man. I mean, way back, all the way back to Susie Curry when she was busy winning those four Olympia titles and the Arnold Classic and all of that stuff. We thought at the time we are looking at the greatest fitness Olympia Arnold Classic champion that we'll ever see. And then lo and behold, here comes Adela just quietly inching her way well past Susie Curry, and she's going to be going for her eighth title. Is there any comparison between those two?
I think there is. I mean, Susie was the first one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just like, it's almost like even if you look in men's bodybuilding, you know, there's some people that still regard Arnold as greater than Lee Haney or Ronnie Coleman, even though both of those gentlemen obtained eight Olympias and Arnold only seven, but Arnold was the first one to do it on a consistent basis.
Right.
And, you know, for so long. And I think that Susie will always have her place. I mean, she won four Arnolds, you know, four Fitness Center Nationals, and she also won four Olympias. Now, the difference with her is she won her four Olympias all consecutively.
Right.
So, Adela's had some, you know, with her injuries and that, she missed a couple of years. But, I mean, I don't think that you could ever take anything away from Adela either because, it's like that magical number of eight. I mean, that's a pretty exclusive Olympia club of eight Olympias. And as we said, there's Lee, there's Ronnie, there's Linda Murray, there's Iris Kyle, and I think that's it, right?
That's it. And Adela is going to be in that elite group. She's no spring chicken. She's getting up there in age, but clearly she's hungry for victory number eight. But with that being said, real quick, what is your take on women's bodybuilding? I have a show myself coming up August 17th in Towson, Maryland, and I don't even have women's bodybuilding because there was zero interest from our competitors. And at Adela's show, she had it available, and only one showed up. And the people at the Arnold Classic this year, they got rid of the women's Miss International bodybuilding. So where is women's bodybuilding headed in short order in your mind?
I don't really see too much of a future for it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I've noticed is over the years, and you've seen it too, is when you offer women's bodybuilding, especially on the MPC level, the local, the regional, where should we be building up, there's no interest whatsoever.
Correct.
Let's look at who's been competing in the Miss Olympia or the Miss International the last 4 or 5 years. It's basically the same competitors.
Right.
Where is all this new blood? Where's all these other competitors that get their pro cards? I mean, I'm thinking of going back last year or a couple of years. You can go back and pick out the women's bodybuilders that won the USA or the Nationals or, you know, North American. Have they even competed? I don't even know if any of them have, or if they have, they may have only competed once or twice, maybe in a show like Europe, one of the Europas or something like that. I think that they did it to themselves. And that's my opinion. That's not the opinion of my father, the MPC president, but that's just my opinion. When you offer these, I mean, we can also lump in fitness. Here we are this weekend, as we said, at the Dallas contest. She's the all-time greatest fitness Olympia champion, and she gets one fitness competitor in her show.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting commentary. But I'm going to take a commercial break, JM. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up in the way of the NPC, considering the women's bodybuilding is almost on the way out. You got JM Mannion on the line from NPC News Online. We'll be back after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levrone Formula Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
One of the guys to give a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we were talking to J.M. Mannion, photographer extraordinaire from NPC News Online, and we were just kind of talking a little bit about the potential extinction of women's bodybuilding. They've been afforded tons of opportunities at all the amateur shows. The numbers aren't there. You show up at the Olympia or the Arnold Classic, which is an invitational, and you pretty much wind up with the same talent year after year, and they're getting older with us, JM. There's not a whole big influx of new blood, but what is growing by leaps and bounds is men's physique, women's physique, and bikini. And it seems like when you look at some of the women's physique, you're starting to see some of those bodybuilding women trickle down into that women's physique division, and some of the figure girls come up into that division, which is giving it a new blood. How is that with regards to the NPC? Like, is there any other plans for like a new division to come up? I don't know how you'd get a new one in there.
No, I think right now I think it's pretty much where it is, and the women's physique did come about basically, you know, from all these women's figure competitors that were always being told, you know, you're a little too hard. You know, that's why you didn't place in the top 10 or whatever at a pro qualifying show. And they kind of didn't have anywhere to go. And they're like, you know, they were suggested Dubai. Well, I don't want to do bodybuilding. I don't want to get that big.
Right.
So that's how women's physique was brought about. It was kind of made for them. And if you look at most of the, on the pro level, the competitors that are winning women's physique are former pro figure competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's working out exactly how it was supposed to.
Well, you came up pretty much right alongside me in this industry. I know your dad's been doing it forever, so that's all you know. And you pretty much every weekend you're at a contest helping get these images and throw these guys out there and the girls out there and market and promote the sport. What's your end game? I mean, can you do this forever? Is this something that is like, for me, being in and around the fringes of the industry, that's my passion. I've promoted contests, I've competed in the shows, I've done the seminars, and, you know, I've helped athletes get jobs, and I've traveled the world, and it's my life's blood. It's not really work, it's my passion. For you, you've built up this thing, this machine, the management firm, FMG, and the NPC News Online, and you've been doing the magazine. We got the NPC Wear. Where's your evolution? Where do you find your happiness in this sport?
Well, the photography, as I always say, I get paid to do my hobby still. So I don't really look at it as a job. Yeah, it can be tiring. Like as we were discussing, we each had maybe about an hour to hour and a half of sleep on Saturday night before going home. But at the end of the day, I mean, when I go back and I look at the pictures, I look at, like, the photos I did on Friday afternoon at Metroflex in Austin, I mean, I get excited seeing that stuff. I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, and I'm happy with what's going on now with the social media, and which is one of the other things that Frank Seppi and his crew, I mean, I've been pretty much managing almost all of the social media for the NPC. So I'm finally going to get somebody in there to help me with that and with the Facebook pages and with Twitter and different things. But I enjoy all that. My end game, I haven't even thought about it yet because I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. But on the men's side of things, you go to these Olympias, you go to these contests. What's your perception of it? I mean, you got Phil Heath who's won twice. When Ronnie Coleman was coming up, we'd say there would never be another Lee Haney, and then here comes Ronnie Coleman. Is Phil Heath maybe the next Ronnie Coleman, or the return of Jay Cutler going to derail that, or Ty Green going to upset the apple cart? How do you see the men's bodybuilding shaping up?
Well, I think it's interesting with Jay. I mean, I think Jay's always been a great representative of the sport. He's definitely been a great representative of the Mr. Olympia title. And, I mean, everybody knows that he and Phil are friends. And, you know, right now, Phil is absolutely the front runner. I mean, you can't look at anybody else, whether it's that guy, Big Rami, the one in New York. Yeah, he's impressive. And I had Peter McGough ask me, you know, do I think that Big Rami could win the Olympia, or do I see him as a top three or top five competitor? And I said, I think he could be a top five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did one show, the New York Pro, and yeah, the guy was hugely impressive. I hadn't seen somebody like that in a long time. But let's put him up against Phil and Kai and Jay or whoever, and you know Dexter, and they're in their top shape. Let's see what he looks like against those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
I think people get excited when they see a little bit of new talent. He was standing next to a subpar, you know, Victor Martinez on the mend on his way back, and you know he was standing next to John De La Rosa, who's never been to Olympia, and a Juan Morell, who's barely getting his feet wet on the pro scene. So, of course, he looked very impressive, still has some refinement to do, bigger calves, more detail, especially to get to that Olympia level. But it just seems like every time a new face comes, everyone wants to, like, they cheer for the underdog, and that's what you want to see, a good fight. I mean, Peter's not far off base. This guy looked like a better structured Nasser Elson body type physique, but you put that up against beautiful physiques, and he may have some struggles along the way. But with the things that you do in our industry, what advice would you have for some of these guys? I mean, you got a lot of new talent coming up in bikini, in physique. What advice do you have for them? They go out, like we're at the Adela show. The guy wins the overall at the men's physique. He's qualified for the nationals. It's a little different than bodybuilding. Do you tell them just go right to the next show since you're already dieted down? You got the USA's coming up. I mean, or do you caution them the way
of
bodybuilding?
If I was, living in Texas, if I had done that, you might want to do a show, but I would suggest a show more on the level of like a junior nationals or a junior USA. But of course, both of those have passed. So, do you want to jump into the team universe, or do you want to really test yourself against a bigger? Something bigger like the Texas State Championships. I mean, huge show. I mean, I think you go on, you maybe try to do some more regional shows, do your Texas State show, go do a big show, maybe like the Southern States, or like one of the contests, like, I know it just passed again, but like Steve Weinberg has the Beth Francis Atlantic States. Shows where there's large regional, I mean, John Lindsay has regional shows that you can do. Test yourself against some of those bigger shows, and, you know, Winning an Adela show is great, but are you going to be the next person to qualify for a pro card? I'm not really sure. You know, go out there, test it against the bigger crowd where there's more people and you have other different judges and see how you do there. I mean, yeah, is there a chance they could go to the USA or Team Universe or North America and get their pro card? Sure. Everyone knows a 50-50 chance for everybody. You know, but what if you go there and you're like, you're all high on it. Okay, I won the Adela Garcia Classic, and boom, you're in the second call-out at your first national show, and then you're wondering, what did I do wrong?
Exactly.
You know?
My next point of question was, so you take all these pictures. What advice do you have for the importance of photography as it relates to competing? Because these guys, they spend all the time dieting down, competing, maybe come up second or third, then it's time to pig out. They don't get the pictures. I mean, what advice do you have? How important is it for these guys, photography-wise, to chronicle their careers?
Well, I mean, I think it's extremely important because you never know what could happen. I mean, you never know what could happen tomorrow. I mean, it could just be in life in general, or you could something, you know, you could have an accident, or, you know, you have a job change or something with your family. You never know, and that's a moment in time that you want to have that, you know, 10, 15 years from now, you can look back on it and say, hey, I did this, or, and then you can also use it to say, like you said, a person that didn't win. Okay, I'm looking at these pictures. Here's the person that beat me. What do I need to do to improve so that I can be the person winning that, and I can be qualified, and I can go on and potentially compete in an NPC national show that's an IFBB Professional League qualifier? There's a lot of varieties to it. I mean, don't underestimate it. I mean, I think looking at the pictures and studying your competition, it's good. I mean, imagine if you had that back in the day, Sean. I mean, you were lucky you could see these guys in the gym, but you had to wait for the magazine to come out every month before you could see what everybody really looked like.
Right, exactly. So if I'm just a guy starting out, are you accessible to photograph me? I want to get some pictures done. Do I contact you and you're like, well, you're not to the level of my photography yet, or are you an open business, an open enterprise where I can contact and schedule a photo shoot with you and have access to promote and market myself through your photography?
Yes, I am open to everybody. The only thing I would say is get with me early because I get booked up. I mean, I had photo shoots this past weekend at Adela's contest. I did some stuff with Adela and a couple of pros. But I had other photo shoots that were scheduled afterwards with Metroflex. I'm already booked up for the USA. I have nobody, ironically, and I don't know why, but nobody has contacted me about photographing during the weekend of the Teen Collegiate Masters Nationals. Since it is in my hometown, it makes it a little bit easier. But
what's the date of
that?
What's that date?
What's that?
What's the date of that show?
That is, I think it's July 20th, 21st, around that time. It's the third weekend. It's the weekend before the USA.
Okay, yeah, that's the 21st, 22nd. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I am pretty much everywhere on social media, but the best place is probably just go to my website, which is jmmannion.com, and there's a telephone number there, there's email, there's everything. So there's pricing that's listed there. So you can, you can find out what you want to do, and we can book it from there.
Right on. Well, Adela Garcia thought it was important enough for you to be at her show, and I think it's important enough for you to be at my show. So I'm going to catch up with you August the 17th, following the USA Championships and the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Championships, the same weekend of the Europa Championships. Unfortunately, you won't be in Texas because you'll be at the Sean Ray Classic August the
17th. That's right. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be rested and relaxed. I'll just be coming off a family vacation.
Right on, man. We look forward to getting you out there and getting some great shots. And everybody, check out www.npcnewsonline.com and J.M. Mannion putting it all together out there. Congratulations on the new website, and we'll see you around, buddy.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, that's J.M. Mannion. Take a commercial break. Come back with the Hall of Famer, the Maryland Muscle Machine, right here at MD Radio.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide 4 is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Come on! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on! Come on. Hey. I still here! It's going yet! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we just got done hearing from J.M. Mannion covering the NPC News Online. Check that out. And I hold in my hand right now the latest issue of the August Muscular Development cover with four-time Arnold Classic champion Dexter the Blade Jackson, who was fourth place in last year's Mr. Olympia and this year's reigning Arnold Classic champion, tied with Flex Wheeler for the most wins. Also won the Masters Olympia Championship a year ago in Miami, Florida, to back up his Masters Legends Championship. Dexter Jackson still doing the business, winning the Australian Pro Championships this year as well, getting ready for the run at the Olympia title again. And a guy that knows something a little bit about that Olympia lineup, four-time first Olympia runner-up and two-time Arnold Classic champion, Hall of Famer Kevin Lavroni. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Always a pleasure, Sean, being back here on MD, man. It amazes me how, Sean, how you're like a dictionary of information. Unbelievable, man. But thank you for that introduction, man. And it's, I always like to tune in and listen to your shows, even though, you know, when you don't think I am, brother. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on, and looking forward to this year's Mr. Olympia.
Well, right on. We appreciate what you do for muscular development. I see in the latest issue in How I See It, the question was then and now. In many ways, was it better to be a pro bodybuilder in the 90s than it was today? And in what ways was it better to be a pro today than it was in the 90s? A very interesting read. They take my perspective of it, your perspective, and Flex's perspective, being that we were all there, we all came in second place at that Olympia, the coveted Olympia, but we were all part of that 90s bodybuilding era. And I'm segueing towards this upcoming Olympia because in short order, these guys can read what your answer was in the magazine that's out, the August issue with Dexter. But real quick, was it better to be a pro in the 90s from your perspective? I mean, we're on the sidelines now, but do you think it was better in the 90s than it was right now?
Well, I'm going to say, as a bodybuilder, and I think I might have mentioned this in the magazine, the opportunities as far as being able to make money, even though the prize money is higher now, but back then there were a lot more shows. The interesting part about back then was that, you probably had about 6,000 people that would fill the seats at the Mr. Olympia, just because it was a mystery to figure out, well, who was going to win the show. So it was a lot of that going on with the fans, and the magazines, they wouldn't know until actually they read the magazine. For me, it was very exciting, man, because you really didn't know, there was nobody there text messaging in the crowd. Hey, there was no up-to-date information exactly what was going on. So you had to kind of like head on the edge of his teeth to figure out, who was going to win the Mr. Olympia. So that whole build-up, I thought it was great for the sport. And then the personality, it gave us a chance to be our own creative individuals and bring something unique and different to that stage. And guess what? Everyone had to read about it, leading up to it or leading after it. Now you have, let's go to now. Now that I'm retired and I'm on the other end, it's better the perspective, Sean, far as being a businessman, because I think it's also, with the multimedia, the internet, the Facebook, the tweets, time, everything is so instant, getting information right now. So it's helped in a way for us as bodybuilders and as business owners to communicate directly, right on time. These fans can log into, MD, figure out what's going on, play by play. They get the information. And I say this because, as far as business is concerned, you have to be able to deliver and take care of the customer.
Right.
So we built So now we have more of a web following. You have more of a, you know, the world is completely involved, because not everyone can afford to spend $1,000 to come to the show, but they're involved online and hands-on. At the touch of a button, we can communicate with the average guy sitting at home, going to college, who can't spend $1,000. He can communicate with Kevin Laverne, Sean Ray, log into the MD website, and see exactly what's going on. So it's a win-win either way for me, man, because now I am on the business side of things.
And ultimately, one day, a lot of these active bodybuilders will be as well. I mean, Jay Cutler coming back after a two-year sabbatical to the Olympia lineup that is rich with talent and has a lot of depth to it. I'm not sure if it was a 90s Olympia depth where you had the likes of a Taylor and a Wheeler and Lavroni and a Nasser and a Dillette and a Yates, and, you know, the list goes on. That whole top 10 was an animal, but the top five, top six guys, it sounds like it's going to be a dogfight. And real quick, Kevin, Jay's on the comeback. Is Jay someone that can regain this title?
I think, you know, I saw Jay Cutler. Jay is certainly someone who can regain the title. And I say that because it's open, you know. And I was with Phil. We were with Phil at the Body Power over there in Europe, in England and everything. And, you know, the thing about Phil Heath is, yeah, he's young. He has that youth, you know. In my opinion, it's Phil's show to lose. If Phil comes out of shape, and of course Jay Cutler does come in shape, I think that they will reward Jay Cutler, because judging, and we've seen it, Sean, through the years, you know, not the same Mr. Olympia is rewarded the title. You know, if he comes out of shape, then he's obviously going to lose. So I think right now, you know, Phil doesn't have any injuries. Jay does have injuries, but what Jay has over Phil is the experience, and I think Jay's hungry, but also I think Phil Heath is, he's dangerous. He's hard to beat. The only way that Phil Heath can be beat is if he's off.
Well, from my cheap seat perspective, Phil Heath comes it off. I think Jay Cutler's got a dogfight in Kai Greene, because Kai Greene is every bit as formidable and fit to hold that title as well, and he gave Phil Heath everything he could handle. I just don't see Phil Heath making that mistake. That title is too precious to him, but I think Jay's got a few more obstacles to overtake, because we haven't seen him for 2 years in the kind of shape that he should be to be Mr. Olympia, and Phil took the title from him. I honestly believe that with Phil being as young as he is and hungry, that Jay's got a few more things he's got to battle. Jay's been on tour the same way as Phil, same as Kai. But of the three, I mean, Kai is the sleeper here.
Well, I mean, bringing Kai Greene into the mix, I mean, you, myself, and Dorian, we were with Kai Greene and Flex Wheeler as well. We were with them in Dorian's Temple Gym, you know, what, like probably about 4 weeks ago. Actually, we were in England. And the thing unique and different about Kai Greene is that Kai Greene taps into this strength deep down inside of him. You know, he wanders off in his own world. He's creating, you know, his own. He's creating things in his mind. And I've heard things about Kai Greene, but to actually see someone, and I saw him at dinner. He was sitting there. He was nodding off. But, you know, in our mind, we might think that's a little strange. But in his mind, he's preparing himself for what he has to do, because right then and there, he also had a pen and a piece of paper in his hand, and he was mapping out. He was drawing something. And at that moment, I thought, well, okay, well, why is this guy in a hoodie? Why is he dressed? He's there. He's already in that battle state mode preparing for this competition, even though Jay's out on the road and, Heath is out on the road. Kai has his own unique, different approach to it, and he's someone, I'm going to tell you, he's someone that's where he could be Mr. Olympia as well. I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with, certainly.
There's no doubt. And, of course, we add in four-time Arnold Classic champion Dexter Jackson, who graces the cover of the current Muscular Development magazine. And then you throw in a few other factors, like the arrival of Sean Roden, who did nothing short of go out and win 5 out of 7 contests last year and totally transform his body from Maryland, a guy that's very reminiscent of a Flex Wheeler, in need of more deltoids and more arms to be mentioned in the same breath, but he's winning all these shows, a very tough thing to do in basically his sophomore season as a pro bodybuilder. And then you got to throw in the Big Bad Wolf and the return of Branch Warren. This is going to be one of those Olympias not to be missed. Setting the stage, Kevin, for the 50-year anniversary next year in 2014, where professional bodybuilding will take center stage in the country of China for the first time ever. But there's got to be something, Kevin, that's going to happen at this 50-year anniversary of the Mr. Olympia. I can only imagine that you're not going to be anywhere else but at the Olympia. I imagine everybody that's taken part on that stage will show up in Las Vegas. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm certainly going to be there, Sean. The whole bodybuilding, I mean, if you think about it, Sean, the beginning, you know, never despise a day of small beginnings. You know, here we're talking about Ben, Joe Weider, Mr. Jim Mang, and all the founders who really put in all the grunge work back in the day when the prize money was, I don't know, it probably was a couple hundred bucks to even start off with, you know, $1,000. I don't even know what Arnold was getting. And now these guys are walking away with, you know, $250,000, you know, I mean, I don't know what the purse is. Don't quote me on that, but we already see how this sport has evolved and grown. And now we're 50 years deep into it. In my personal opinion, I mean, I love the sport of bodybuilding. It keeps us healthy, but we can also see how it's certainly growing. You know, and I saw, you know, and I told JM when I was backstage at the Pittsburgh show that, wow, you know, you can actually walk backstage. It's not only bodybuilders backstage at these events and at the Mr. Olympia. You have the fitness girls. You have the bikini girls. You have the men's fitness. You know, you have bodybuilding. But let's not forget, bodybuilding is the root of all of this. You know, these are the reason why these guys came on board, because of the hard work that, you know, these former bodybuilders put in, these former great champions put in. But it's just awesome to see how our sport has grown and continued to grow.
Well, thank you for leaving your footprint right there on that Olympia stage and coming ever so close with your four first runner-ups and, of course, your memorable two Arnold Classic victories. We're going to take our final commercial break. We want to thank the Maryland Muscle Machine for chiming in. Kevin, we'll catch up with you as we count it down to the 49th Annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend at the last Saturday of September. Thanks for calling, bro.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, take our final commercial break. Come back with a little bit of news and information on the NPC IFBB calendar right after this.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name. Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
But one of the guys to get a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we were talking about the Maryland Muscle Machine, Mr. Kevin Levroni, who is still heavily in the game. He'll be presenting the 8-time Mr. Olympia Hall of Famer Lee Haney with the Kevin Levroni Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sean Ray Classic coming up in Towson, Maryland, only minutes away from Baltimore. And we'll also be holding a legend seminar. So following the prejudging, Lee Haney, myself, and Kevin will be giving a Q&A seminar on the ins and outs on bodybuilding, training, and nutrition. Of course, Lee Haney's got his Lee Haney certification deal that he'll be promoting and marketing right there in Maryland. And, of course, we've got my daughter who's appearing on Dance Moms. She'll be doing her little performance up there. But real quick, I'm checking this magazine out, and we got Dave Bourlay with the West Coast Update talking about the star power over at Gold's Gym. You want to check that out. And, of course, we have The Voice with Dan Solomon, the catching up with the guru, Big George, who just keeps on winning. You know, George Ferrer is the man behind Dexter Jackson and Kai Greene training some guys. And, of course, we have the USA Championships going for number 32. This is the 32nd year of the USA Championships put on by John Lindsay. Peter McGough breaks down all the past champions, including our reigning two-time Mr. Olympia winner, Phil Heath, who was also joined by Chris Cormier and Flex Wheeler and big Mike Matarazzo and Idris Wardell, Melvin Anthony, Dennis James. A lot of guys have come down the USA pipeline to grab that title and go on to some very good, illustrious bodybuilding careers. But you want to get deep into the magazine and check out some of the photography by our very own Per Bernal. He's got some pretty nice spreads in there. He's got Dexter Jackson, the Blade. This guy's 43 years old. He's got a very nice, colorful layout in there, along with Andy Hammond, the representative from Dimatize. He's in there, and Andy Hammond is called the greatest show in bodybuilding. He's one of those guys out there that's still doing the business, and you got Tony Freeman. Anyway, get your hands on that August issue, and check out also the Major Distraction, where Abby Burrows has got her window undressing. Over the weekend, we also had a few other things going on the bodybuilding physique bikini circuit out there. We had a competition taking place out in Louisiana. We know we had Luke Tesvich putting on his competition out there called the Greater Gulf. We got all that coverage online, 8 pages worth. So check that out, get all the results. Lonnie Tieper put on the West Coast Classic and had Jake Cutler, along with Hidetada Yamagishi as their guest posers. You want to see Jay's progress? Go there and check it out. We got the video exclusively online. You can see where Jay Cutler is today and where he's got to go. He typically shuts it all down right after that contest and starts really doing the business of bodybuilding. So you want to check him out. And also, Hidetada Yamagishi had some issues with the broken wrist and going in all the way out to Brazil. Things not going his way, but he's on the comeback trail, so to speak. Check him out. What Kevin didn't mention earlier was that, you know, we also have, you know, the 212-pound division. And on our website at musculardevelopment.com, we saw on the boards potentially Kevin English, who's won the 202 championships a few times, may be trying to suck up and come into that Olympia showdown. We know he missed and pulled out of the New York Pro Championships, a show he's won 3 times. But there's a thread that's been started, and this guy apparently is on his way back and may wind up on that Olympia stage. Once again, he had some health issues that kept him on the sidelines, and we'll see what happens, whether or not he makes it back to the Olympia lineup. But some guys we do know that are going to be there. Of course, James Flex Lewis, he just had a contest over the weekend that he put on as well. All these bodybuilders getting into the promotion business, which is great. It's a great way to give back. But now it's time. These guys are going to shut down and start getting ready for their shows. And the next major show takes place on July the 5th and 6th. Tim Gardner putting on the Wings of Strength out there in Chicago. this weekend out in Connecticut, you'll have the Europa Expo that's put on by Ed and Betty Parizo. No professional bodybuilding whatsoever. However, they do have an excellent lineup of featured guest posers. I think they got like 9 guest posers that are going to be posing right there in Connecticut. So you want to check that out, see these guys doing their thing, go support the expo, see what that's all about. But earlier I did mention about the competitor list, some of the guys that were doing that Arnold Classic over in Europe. It's a big deal because it's coming up right after the Olympia Championships, and you got some females out there as well, fitness returns following that Olympia, Nicole Duncan, Regina Da Silva, Bethany Cisternino, Tangi Johnson, Amanda Hatfield. I mean, that right there by itself with Kizzy Vaines, Natalie Plains, that's an Olympia lineup. So those girls are going all the way over there to compete as well. Rafael Santoja puts that show on. They have a monstrous expo in concert with that as well. I know Robin Chang is hard at work putting together this Mr. Olympia weekend. But one of the things I'd like to see happen come up next year at the 50th annual, and I'm going to put this in Robin's ear. Robin, if you're listening, a couple suggestions. I would love to see a reunion of sorts. Of course, we lost the great Ben Weider in 2008, and of course, we lost Joe Weider a little bit earlier this year. But I would love to see Barry DeMay bring back the Mighty Quinn, Gary Stridham. Where's Bob Paris? Let's bring back, you know, all those guys that walked on that stage that are still with us. Bring them out just for a roll call and pay homage and salute to that Olympia stage with the current competitors competing in that show. So, Robin, if you're listening, call me and let's get that thing set up. But in the meantime, we're going to close out the month of June right here. Next time we come back, it'll be July the 1st, right here at MD Radio, and we'll be previewing the upcoming Chicago Pro Wings of Strength Championships. But for J.M. Mannion and Kevin Lavroni, I'd like to thank you guys all for listening. Come back next week, and we'll do it all again. For MD Radio, peace. I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.